In other places where there may not be the institutional capacity at the governing level to provide water resource services, small-scale independent providers fill this gap. Small-scale independent providers are typically self-employed entrepreneurs who provide water supply and/or sanitation services to a segment of the municipal population. They invest their own resources in their business, which gives them a strong incentive to provide reliable, responsive services to customers. They operate standpipes or kiosks, transport and sell water drawn from a variety of sources, or provide sanitation services, such as latrine cleaning. They employ both simple technologies, such as delivering water and jerry cans on carts and bicycles, to more sophisticated equipment, such as emptying septic tanks with suction tanks. They also often play a key role in low-income neighborhoods and smaller towns, where municipal networks do not reach, where municipalities have gradually withdrawn from the management of water supply and sanitation services. However, the cost of water supply from a small-scale independent provider is typically much higher than that supplied by a municipal network, even in competitive markets. Poor households who are unable or unwilling to invest in network services thus pay more per cubic meter than wealthier or connected households. Most of these providers are not formally registered enterprises. They generally do not pay taxes and are not regulated. Many researchers warn that efforts to organize or regulate these providers may result in their going out of business, thus eliminating the most reliable source of water supply and/or sanitation services available to the poor. Small-scale providers are perhaps the largest provider of services to poor in low-income countries, but it's often difficult to protect them. Once support is available, and as the value of enterprise increases, they're quickly replaced by a comparatively larger-scale provider. The small-scale providers then move elsewhere.